A very crowded meeting room gave five candidates the stage to talk to District 10 residents. Of the 85 neighborhoods registered with the Northeast Neighborhood Alliance, 38 neighborhood leaders were present to cast a ballot, and they all voted to recommend Mike Gallagher to the City Council. He's a retired Air Force colonel who is well-versed in city government. If the council picks him to fill the seat until the May special election, Gallagher says he will run.
The vote tonight is what's really pushing me to do that. It really is, because I think one of the things that needs to be mentioned, and that is continuity. We don't want to have somebody in office just for a couple of months and then they're gone. So this is the way to solve that problem.
Featherridge neighborhood leader Connie Marzalek says she liked the other candidates. She says it was clear Gallagher is the most qualified, but didn't discount the other contenders, like the graphic designer with the pink hairdo, 41-year-old Danielle Cunningham.
Actually, to be honest with you, I think all of them, I don't know that all of them are truly qualified, but all of them have the right idea. Danielle brought a point up, though, because District 10 is made up of a demographic that's maybe 45 and older, but there's some new blood coming in. What are we doing for them? How are we attracting the newer, the younger couples, the younger people? And how are we fixing District 10 for the future, not for the right now?
Former servicewoman Catherine Scheidel also sought the recommendation, and although she's not surprised Gallagher got it, she says she still has a shot to wow the council on Wednesday. And if that doesn't work out,
I don't know how I will lend my service to the community, but I may run again. Who knows? It's just so much opportunity out there.
About 150 people showed up to hear the candidates speak. John Clamp, a former District 10 councilman himself, is now the president of the Alliance.
We care. I mean, these neighborhood association leaders one-on-one with their neighborhood leaders, which is their councilmen. It's their first touch of government, and this is how we get things done. We work hard. They participate. They serve on boards and commissions. It's all about the neighborhoods.
Councilman Soles thinks the district will be well served by Gallagher, a man he says helped him get involved in the district.
I think he's a good logical choice. I appreciate the other candidates coming out, and I was sincere. This is a district where we want their involvement.
Except for candidate Joe Martin, the other five have all now been through several layers of interviews and forums. The recommendation letter for Gallagher is on its way to the city council, but they'll each interview on Wednesday, with a final selection at the council's A session on Thursday. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.